Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and mild temperatures. Jerusalem is enjoying a bright day, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the sun is shining, making it a pleasant day by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the IDF has destroyed Iran-backed Hezbollah tunnel systems in southern Lebanon. The military says more tunnels remain. Also, Maariv states that Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar have condemned Israel for alleged violations in Gaza. They accuse Israel of harming medical facilities and breaching the ceasefire. Also this hour, Walla details an alarming sanitation issue at the Tsumbar base in the Golan Heights. Soldiers describe a severe sanitation failure, prompting IDF intervention. Separately, Ynet reveals that the U.S. military is seeking new ways to pressure Iran. This follows airstrikes that have not yielded diplomatic results. And finally, CNN covers the Pentagon's call for creative strategies to deal with Iran. They want unconventional approaches, as previous efforts have stalled. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago about confusion between the US and Iran. They note recent attacks on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, increasing risks to global energy. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli activist, shared 20 minutes ago his concern about recurring historical patterns. He warns that today's events echo those leading up to the Holocaust. Open Source Intel wrote earlier today on a potential deal between Iran and Oman. This agreement could affect shipping routes in the Strait of Hormuz and involve service fees for Tehran. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that these tunnels were not only for surveillance, they also posed a direct threat to Israeli troops and border communities. The destruction of these tunnels is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to secure its northern border. Turning to the diplomatic tensions involving Gaza, according to Maariv, Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar have voiced strong opposition to Israel's actions. They accuse Israel of violating the ceasefire and harming medical facilities. This stance could influence future diplomatic negotiations in the region. Meanwhile, Walla highlights a troubling situation at the Tsunbar base in the Golan Heights. Soldiers have been complaining about an unbearable stench from rotting corpses in their kitchen. The IDF has launched an investigation to address the sanitation issues. This incident underscores the challenges in maintaining infrastructure in military bases. In a related development, Ynet reports on the U.S. military strategic pivot. They are seeking innovative ways to pressure Iran as airstrikes have not achieved desired outcomes. This shift indicates a possible change in U.S. tactics regarding Iran. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports an emerging government initiative. Officials promise financial relief soon, but there are concerns over long-term impacts. Separately, CTech discusses the rise of AI in the tech industry. While AI is replacing programmers, electricians remain indispensable for building data centers. And finally, from Walla Business, concerns grow over Arkia's operations. The Histadrut warns that the airline's sale could lead to flight cessations on Shabbat, affecting travel plans. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.